Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, I welcome you all to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY23 earnings conference call, and I thank the management for providing this opportunity to host the call. From the senior management side, today we have with us Mr. M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Mr. Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Mr. Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, Mr. M.V. Murali Krishna, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul Dandige, the Chief Financial Officer. Now, without further delay, I hand over the call to MD sir for his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very good afternoon to all of you. First of all, thank you for investing your time, and let me assure you.
This call is now being recorded.
Let me assure you that ROT, your return on time, will be very appreciable. Before giving you the highlights, let me take you back a year in 2021-22 results day, where we have given you the guidance that business growth will be 8%-10%. We have achieved 8.39%, and deposit growth will be 5%-7%. We have achieved 4.85%, that is 4% lower than the estimate. Advances growth, we have given 13%-15%, and we have achieved 14.79%. CASA will be more than 50%. Now we are at 50.39%. Corporate credit book balancing with RAM and corporate, 65%-35%. So we are at 66.46% RAM and 33.63% on the corporate. NIM more than 3%. This time we are at 3.64%. Gross NPA below 8%, we are at 8.44%. Net NPA below 2%, we are at 1.77%. PCR more than 92%, we are at 92.48%. Slippage ratio 2-2.25, we are at 1.91. Credit cost 1-1.25, it is at 0.83. Return on assets 0.40-0.45, we are at 0.43. And cost income ratio 53%-55%, we are at 56.35. So among all these 13 parameters, 100% we have surpassed the guidance what we have given in 10 parameters. In 3 parameters, we have achieved almost 96%. One more thing just I would like to share. We are very happy that this is an excellent year for the bank, highest ever recorded net profit. Because in 2010, we have recorded 1,059. After 2010, this is the figure in 2023, where we have recorded 1,582 crores of net profit. Having said this, let me come to the business model. This year also, we are not going to change much on the business model. We will continue to focus on the credit book with the balancing of RAM and credit with 65 and 35 with the ±5%. And co-lending stream, which has picked up well, that will continue to be one more stream where we will be focusing to improve upon on our asset side. On our liability, our CASA, we will be striving to be above 50%. We will continue to do that. And one more thing I would like to say that we have not resorted to any issuance of the CDs. So in this new financial year also, we may not require any CDs to raise as our liquidity is ample. Our LCR stands at 285%. And coming to the investment book, with a reasonable return, our principle is to protect the book from the volatility that we will continue to do. And then as far as the organization structure is concerned, now all the new structures what we have tweaked in between are doing well, and acceleration will be done on those leverage will be done on those structures. And coming to the products, lot many new products we have introduced and which is received well, and one of the most important and very good product that has gone well in the market is the Grihalakshmi, where we have given the lowest ROI for the women beneficiaries for their housing. So already we have booked 6,300 crores in that book. And coming to the people, we will be continue to invest in our manpower to upgrade and upskill their knowledge and also skill levels. So coming to the highlights, regarding total business, it stands at 5.77 lakh crore with 8.39% growth, total deposit at 3.59 lakh crore, that is 4.85% growth. Gross advances stands at 2.17 lakh crore, which is 14.79% growth. CASA 1.80 lakh, that is 50.06. RAM at 1.44 lakh crore. Net NPA is below 2, that is 1.77%. And operating profit for the quarter, it stands as 2,108. For the year, it is 6,884. So net profit for the quarter, it is 571 crore, and for the year, it is 1,582. As far as the NIM, for this quarter, it stands at 4.24%. For the entire year, it is 3.64. ROA for the quarter, 0.61. For the whole year, it stands at 0.44. ROE, it is 2.27 for this quarter and 6.42 for the whole year. So, for other financial performance, I request my CFO, Mr. Mukul, to apprise you with the details of the financial performance. Yes, Mukul.
Thank you, sir. If you see, our total interest income has grown on the QOQ and YOY basis. On a YOY basis, the total interest income has grown by 12.02% and it has reached a level of 25,542 crores. The total interest expenses have increased only by 4.06% and stood at 13,855 crores. And the net interest income stood at 11,687 crores with a YOY growth of robust 23.19%. If we see the operating profit, it stood at 6,884 crores, registering a growth of 19.89%, and the provisions increased by 27.70%. However, if we factor the contingency provisions that we have built up, the provision amount would be lesser than what we had done in the last year. And net profit improved by 51.39%. to 1582 crores during this financial year. Same goes with the fee-based income, where the bank was able to record 25.40% upside on the overall fee-based income from 1425 crores to 1787 crores. Mainly because of the the recovery in return of accounts that we received, this has been possible. As far as the expenses go, total interest expenses, I told, increased by 4.06%. The interest paid on deposits increased by 4.20%. The operating expenses moved up to 8,887 crores with a growth of 32.38%. And other operating expenses showed a growth of 17.84%. The staff cost increased by 42.70%. However, that includes some one-off items that were there, that padding we have done. And the provisions, as I said, total provisions for NPAs increased by 44.01%. However, there was a contingency provisions that we have built up, into the system. So if we remove those contingency provisions, the provisions, the credit cost would be substantially lower. We have also built up some provision on standard assets, where we foresee some issues in some of the accounts. The income tax provision increased from 672 to 1063 crores, a growth of 58.18%. Thus, the total provisions increased by 27.70%. As far as the capital adequacy goes, capital adequacy improved to 14.12%. and the provision coverage ratio increased to 92.38%. So these are basically the other financial highlights of the bank.
Yeah, this is from our side. Probably you must have gone through the entire presentation uploaded in the website. And if anything has to be clarified, now you can make it open to all the participants.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Good afternoon, Rao sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
And Vai sir, Puri sir, and Mr. Murali Krishnan. And congratulations and compliments to you for the fantastic performance of this quarter. Overall, also for the year, also the performance is excellent. But in this quarter, you have exceeded the some of the expected numbers. So compliments for that, sir. Having said that, sir, as a legacy, we have a very high gross NPA. We used to have brought it down below 10 and now 8.44%. But still, the gross NPA front, which is, almost, I think, 18,386 crore. What is your view going forward, looking at NARCL and other asset sale, the other ARC, or any plan, and what is the target of bringing in the whole year the gross NPA? Because net NPA is very much under control, and that will also can be brought in by increasing the provisions. So that is in your hand. But for the gross NPA, what is the our planning? Number one. Number two, we have done very well on the credit front also. So going forward, whether this the credit growth, which is achieved almost about 15%, 14.79%. Wherever we are heading for this financial year now, 23-24. And similarly, on the recovery front, we have done very well. But slippages have also in this quarter have gone up, I think, from 636 crore to 1,085 crore. Then we have been talking about contingency provisions. So what is the total buffer provision built up for COVID as well as the overall buffer, which we have in our books? So this is on broadly on advances, credit and recovery side and the gross NPA side. If you please give some light on this, then I can come for my second question just now.
Thanks. Okay, good. Thank you. See, as far as reducing the gross NPA, we are relying on transferring certain accounts to the NARCL. Even if that is not going to materialize in the first half year, we have a plan to reduce to the extent that gross NPA will come down below 5.5. That is the plans we have. Even NARCL, if it won't materialize also, we have the plans so that it may come below 5.5, that is for the gross NPA. Because it is very much in our hands how we are going to deal with that, because the entire 100% provisions are made. That is one part. And coming to the second question, provisions, where buffer is built up, it is an excellent one, excellent question, because this gives the actual for big picture of the future of, how strong balance sheet is built up. If you see the total NPA provision that is made in March 23 is 3,534. It has contingent provision to the extent of 1,533 crores. This you can call it in any way you can take it, whether we made it for the COVID or non-COVID, but this is the provisions we made it to make our balance sheet future proof. So that is major chunk that is there in that. And regarding standard assets also, there is an 575 crores on certain accounts where we feel that it is required to be done because we have enough resources to buffer the provisions. That's why we did it in the standard also to the extent of 575. Both put together, it is almost 2100 crores that we have strengthened this balance sheet through this provision portfolio. Yes, sir. Any other question about
this? Yeah, yes, sir. There was a credit and recovery and this on the credit front, what is our now target for the future? We have achieved a good
advances growth, sir. This time guidance we are giving 12 to 14%. That guidance we will continue to hold it. Earlier also we promised 13 to 15 and we have ended up with 14.79. Now this time a range of 12 to 14 we have given and we will be achieving that. And overall our credit book will balance with the RAM and corporate in the ratio of 65-35 with plus or minus 5%. That always that we are giving that leeway. That is on the credit side. And recovery will continue to be a thrust area for us. And now more focus will be shifted on to the recovery in the return of accounts, the way recovery that has happened in the previous year. A big amount we could able to realize in return of accounts that will be going to add to our bottom line. In this year also, our focus will be recovery on the return of accounts.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is on the treasury operations. I mean, irrespective of all the problems and the rate hike and everything, you have done well on the treasury front also. But if you look at, sir, the segment-wise profit, I mean, there is a lot of variation. Treasury is okay, but in retail, as against the loss of 552 crore, in this quarter, it has gone to 1,267 crore. Similarly, for wholesale, as against the profit of 514 crore, it has gone to 1,423 crores. So is there any reshuffling between the credit and wholesale portfolio, or the because of the provisioning it has been affected that the figures have
exactly Ajmera sir.
Yeah,
the contingency that we have built up mostly now it is in retail that we have done the additional provision, so that is why retail segment is showing a loss. Whereas in corporate, two things. One, lesser provision required. Secondly, the recovery and write-off has happened mostly in the corporate accounts.
Oh, yeah. All right, sir. So on treasury front, sir, any now the rates are, the RBI has also taken a pause. So looking at some of the lag effect is still going to be there. So what do we see going forward, the treasury profit, M2M, as well as the trading profit, sir?
See, Pradhvera, this is Vivek Vai. As far as MTM is concerned, with the recent stance of RBI, we do not really foresee any rising yields or any MTM risks in the ensuing quarters. Rather, we are expecting that in Q4 there would be rate cut should start. So we are hoping to get a good amount of profits by way of reduction yield getting softened, say 675 level. This is a good time for treasury to build some duration. So we are working in that direction.
All right, sir. And my last question in this round is on the capital raise. You got the approval of 2,500 crore. What are our plans now? Though the share price has always again recovered, but it's still on the equity dilution, by way of issuing the fresh equity, do you think that it is the right time, even at this price also, where I think we are near to maybe book value or a little bit above that, you are really interested to go for FPO?
First and foremost thing is that we intend to go with a tier 2 bond issue. So that, with that, last time we had obtained the board approval for raising up to 1500 crores. Now, because the rates moved in a unfavorable way the last few days of March, we did not go to the market. As it is, if you see, we are comfortably, capitalized at 14.12%. So with
yes.
this 1500 or 2000 crore of tier 2 capital, we should be somewhere in the range of 15.6 to 15.75. Thereafter, we'll take a call on in which way we want to raise the further capital if required.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back again if time permits, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to management and team Centralite. So my first question is, you've given a credit guidance of 12 to 14% and you've also highlighted between corporate book and retail book. First is, you've also spoken of gross NPA, net NPA, numbers reduction. Where do you see margins on a stable note for the next whole year, sir?
NIM, we are very much sure that our NIM will be in excess of 3.5%. Should not be any issue. Because we have a very good, more than 50% CASA base. So that continues to be our focus area. And with the interest rates at a comparatively elevated level, our margins would continue to be better.
Okay. Now, any great initiative not to, we have got the best sustainable CASA in banking industry over the last 5 years, 6 year period. Any new trends which can emerge for increasing the number towards 54-55% over a period of 2-3 years?
See, apart from our traditional stronghold, we are venturing into the new areas where, we are eyeing for low-cost deposits. That right at this moment, I do not want to divulge because it is in the nascent stage. But in this financial year, it will take the full shape and we are going to reap the benefits. But our guidance will continue that our CASA will be more than 50%.
Sir, based on the CASA and the strength which you have built over a period of last couple of years and the team has done a lot of effort, how do you see our retail business growing, including this women housing scheme and many, many other products, what we can launch or maybe gold loan or any other kind of products or development which would lead to retail forte which Centralite should be known for?
Yeah, in this we will continue to hold our positions as far as the retail is concerned. Wherever any changes that are required in the products, we are going to make it, and it will be a market competitive product that we will bring. And whatever the growth that we are envisaging on the retail side, we are confident of achieving. There is no issue because of the franchise what we have and another stream what we have opened up through co-lending, both are doing well and it will continue to perform well now.
Sir, why is our income tax effective rate so high in this year and what is the likely rate we should assume for next year?
See, for income tax, there are so many things because we had brought forward losses of the previous year. Now that our, the business losses, we have started making profits, so our business losses have started to go down. And that is why probably the effective tax rate is appearing higher, because earlier, if you see, due to the creation of DT and other things, the effective tax rate was comparatively lesser. Going forward, effective tax rate we can assume in the range of 26-27%.
So my next question is, we are leading the pack specifically in public sector where the numbers are shared in co-lending. The initiative has worked well. The ministry and RBI is also encouraging that. Can you highlight some points on the outstanding book, any new products which we have launched in co-lending, or what can be done over a period of next 1 or 2 years where retail engine would work along with the co-lending book and the retail products well?
On the co-lending side, we have created a separate vertical where GM is heading, that is totally focusing on this co-lending, partnership, collaboration, all these things that particular vertical is focusing. So coming to the co-lending, already we have tie up with 14 or 15 NBFCs for different products. And now this year we will be focusing more on the niche products where we see that good margins are available and adequate safety is also ensured. Such type of products we will be focusing where any NBFC is having strength in that niche, we will ready to collaborate with them. This is how our plan will be for the co-lending.
Sir, is it right that the number of advances, currently we have almost 5,500, 6,000 crores of advances under co-lending?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir,
300 precisely.
How much, sir?
6,303.
Congratulations on the number. Sir, Central Bank, human resource, you've taken a lot of initiatives in last 24 months, Khadar. Anything further which we are doing to strengthen the bank's position?
Bank's position now, already our consultants and our entire dedicated team is on work on the transformation. It is transformation, it is not just on the digital front or also on the delivery channels. So a lot of work is being done now and probably in this financial year, by third quarter, we will be realizing certain benefits out of this transformation project. So that is totally creating a bank within the bank, the concept what I told you earlier, that entirely digital bank will be catering to the needs of the digital natives and also catering to the people who are tech savvy.
So what is the budget on digital this year?
This year it is almost 1,200 crores.
Okay. So my last question in the current round, Mr. Wahi highlighted on treasury. Sir, congratulations on a stable number from treasury, and you I think gave an insight that we may see 6.75 on 10-year bonds by the year end. Did I hear right, sir? And what's your view on the treasury profit?
Yes, because we expect a rate cut in Q4, so definitely yields are going to soften, and it can be even lower than 6.75. As a result, AFS book will be in profit, as well as a part of some MTM book can also be in a big profit. So overall, this year will be good for treasuries of all public sector banks.
Thank you and congratulations. Best wishes for years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Jyoti Singh from Aryan Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers. My question is on the demand side. How is the demand seen in the corporate segment, and how are the inquiries in corporate and the growth is coming from capex related or still working capital led demand? And has been there, and also sector which are seeing good demand within corporate?
Madam, let me tell you, the way we have planned the growth in our credit book, that is 35 is on the corporate side. Now we have reached a stage where we are in a position to pick up the assets of our own choice. So our choice will always be towards the capital light assets. So in that front, if you see my CRW, that is credit risk weighted assets on this one, it is 63%. So main contributor is from the corporate side. So our focus on the corporate side will be on the lower risk weighted assets, trading off with our lower rate of interest because we have that pricing power due to the CASA. Having said this, whatever the gap that emanates because of the repayment or the targets what we have set in, we were very, very choosy in picking up the AAA rated companies. So it's not that I will be waiting for any new company to come and ask, or in the working capital requirements there may be more for the industry. my position is entirely different if you compare with the other players in the industry as far as the corporate finance is concerned. And as far as the demand, that is what is coming in just as inquiries, yes, there is from the infra side, there is little bit demand that is coming, but we are, that's what we say, we are very choosy what type of assets we have to build up in our book. Focus will be on the credit risk weight. So all the new infra, definitely their risk weight will not be 20% or 30%. So that is the second priority for us to pick up such type of assets.
Okay, thank you, sir, for the explanation. And my next question is on the home loan traction side portfolio. Like, how is the traction over the home loan portfolio? And rate transmission in that portfolio, like how much rate hike you have been able to pass on and demand scenario over there?
Just a minute, man. What is the rate we have passed on in the housing loan?
Yes.
1 point? My housing loan portfolio is 38,790, that is almost 39,000. Okay. And as far as the growth is concerned, it is almost 23%. YOY growth is 28%. So the as far as your specific question of passing on the rates, 1.75 we have passed on, though there is an increase of 2.5.
Okay. And sir, demand scenario over there?
Yes, that's why we have grown almost 28%.
Okay. And what are expectation going forward, sir, on that?
This will continue to be there. Demand will continue to be there. Nothing, we are not seeing any slackness in the demand as far as the housing loan product in our bank is concerned.
Great, sir. Thank you, sir, for explanation.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sohail Halai from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for your time. Sir, a couple of questions. One, in terms of, you said that you have made contingent provision. Can you actually quantify that contingent provision made during the quarter and during the year?
Yeah.
During the year, I can tell you, 1530 crores roughly we have built up. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, it will vary. However, you can easily take around 350 to 400 crores is built up over this quarter also.
Okay. So this actually pertains to, in terms of, you also said that probably you are looking at some amount of corporate stress, if I am not wrong.
It is likely possibility of mismatches in that cash flow, maybe because of various reasons. And also we have to have a safe parking place for our amounts for parking. So we thought it is better to park in these segments, so that at least the people, investors, analysts will appreciate the strength of our balance sheet.
Sure. So I was just looking at the SMA numbers as well that you actually shared. So in terms of above 5 crores, I see a very low number that is still. So probably in terms of, are you in sync that probably in terms of there is no corporate stress, and you are talking more about from the SME segment point of view?
Now, as such, corporate book we are not seeing any such type of stress in general. That's why this SMA numbers are also very low on the corporate, that is above 5 crores. It is very minuscule that SMA 2 you have. SMA 1, okay, that will get. That's why our slippage ratio, when you see quarter to quarter, it is substantially coming down.
Right. And sir, a couple of comments in terms of the pricing of the corporate. We have probably in terms of one of the low cost of funds and very adequate liquidity. The bond market was actually relatively low, but now how are you pricing the loans, and whether that benefit is visible in the margins now?
See, our pricing always, we take all the factors into, even how money market and how the these things are, amounts are being raised in the money market. Accordingly, we will price. and our price, definitely we will make the corporates feel comfortable in taking with us because of the lower rate. That we always, trade off.
Okay. And so final outlook in terms of the ROAs. So we exit the ROA at 0.6% and for the full year it's closer to 0.4 and 0.45. So probably in terms of your expectation, what is the kind of an ROA that we can expect in FY24 and beyond? So any broad range?
Yeah. For the 23-24, we have given the guidance of 0.75. More than 0.75, that is our guidance.
And in this guidance, sir, are you building in that next year too, you will continue to create some kind of a contingency buffer in your balance sheet, or this is excluding that?
That we will decide only in Q3, because the way we go on recording our operating profit, based on that we will decide in what way we have to move. See, if things move well the way we have planned, probably by Q2 next financial year we may not find ways to park anywhere the entire amount we have to show.
Okay. And so final question from my side, from the margin perspective, you had given a guidance of around 3% margin, you are ending up at somewhere around 4.25. For next year, you have given a range of 3.25 to 3.5, where you mentioned that 3.5 is something that probably in terms of you are looking at. But is this number very conservative given the liquidity that we still have on the balance sheet, or is it factoring in that possible rate cuts would lead to margin compression? So if you could just...
On both the fronts, you are right. Because ample liquidity is there, and also we are also expecting some rate cuts. And at the same time, earlier I told you we are going to trade off between the rate of interest and the quality of the asset, and then that's why we are not giving beyond that. But this is the floor, whatever we have mentioned in the guidance.
And so your focus is probably more in terms of the quality of assets. So probably in terms of excluding the contingent provisions, the credit cost we are running at around 40-50 basis point. Can one assume that number to be basically in terms of a steady state or a sustainable number? Because I think in your presentation, again, you have mentioned less than one. But with focus on strong asset quality or strong corporate, can the credit cost be much lower in FY24?
Exactly. It will be below one because whatever the factors you have mentioned, yes, because of that only we are projecting it will be less than one.
Okay. So thanks a lot and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from the line of Akash Jain from Ajcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a very good set of numbers. My question pertains to the subdued growth in the fee-based income. Your outlook on it. And second one is on some picture on the NCLT regulation front.
First one is
fee-based.
Fee-based
income, if you see, overall fee-based income, we have registered a YOY growth of 25.40%, right?
Yeah, on Q-on-Q basis, it looks subdued. So I just wanted to understand, is corporate-related work going down or what is happening on that front? Because our credit book is going strongly, but fee-based income is subdued on Q-on-Q basis.
No, actually, no. If you see, our overall fee-based income has gone up from 1425 to 1787. If you see quarter on quarter, you are saying December we were 464 and 463. So those numbers may appear comparable. But other factors, I mean, in fee-based income, I do have PSLC sale, other receipts, my recovery and write-off, all these areas are there. So if you consider all these factors, the overall growth is substantial, and we do not foresee any reduction in these in fee-based income or any of other service charges and other miscellaneous income.
Okay, thanks for clarification. And also on the sanction pipeline and underutilized limit as on date.
Unutilized.
We don't have any major numbers under this category.
Okay.
See, because of our focus on the capital conservation, we ensured that whatever the lines we have given, people have picked up. Wherever it is not used, we have cancelled their limits so that to save the capital on that. So we do not have undrawn except in term loans where partial drawdown that happens as per the stages. That will continue to be there.
Okay. And your outlook for on a standard restructured advances, any slippages that we are expecting going forward? As in the opening remarks, we have mentioned that we are providing for provision for standard assets. So any stress we are forcing in restructured book also?
Not much. In restructured book, it is quite stable now.
Okay. Any problems in MSME book?
Problems in?
MSME book.
MSME book, I don't say it is 24 carat. It continues to be under 18 carat only, but we have enough grip on the collections. And also wherever any stress is there, we are really going into the issues. If some help is required, that we are providing. Otherwise, we are leaving the account to become NPA.
Yeah, and secondly, sir, on the cost-to-income ratio, so in the most optimistic scenario, what can be the cost-to-income ratio going forward, say, next 2 years' time?
See, in the immediate, I mean, this current financial year, we estimate that the cost-to-income ratio will be in the range of around 53 to 55%. Going forward, next financial year, it will come down below 50%.
Okay. And sir, my final question is on NCLT resolution. Your outlook on the same?
NCLT resolutions, we are also at the receiving end only. If it happens, it's okay. If it is not happening also, we have given you the guidance that we will be bringing down the gross NPA the way we are planning.
Yes. So, as you said earlier, it would be around 5.5%. So will there be any write-offs, significant write-offs?
That is also one of the options that is there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
all
thank
the best.
You.
That is all for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. Sir, I have some small micro questions. We talked about PSLC sale, and we are getting a very handsome amount on that. So is it our going to be the normal feature? Like such a big amount, can we consider continuously for the next year?
No, sir. See, now definition of priority sector is being enhanced. So going forward, we don't expect much income from sale of PSLC.
So will any other income will replace this or there will be a fall?
Yeah, there will be a basket of streams are there that we will explore. Because nowadays, new stream, what we are exploring almost it is coming to is providing some services to the cooperative banks through our treasury.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sir. Now, sir, this now PLI, your performance based, now it is becoming now, earlier it used to be a very small last time, but now because of the accrual basis adoption, it has gone to 104 crore, I think, and the way the bank is performing, how much do you approximately project this PLI for the 23-24?
Wages that will increase only to the extent of 10-11%. If I have provided 104 crores this year, I may do it 115 crores next year.
Okay. And sir, some couple of small questions on like prudential framework resolution and stress assets, total outstanding of 1,602 crore. additional provision you have done of 251 crore. Total provision now is 1,117 crore. So about 600, 500 crore of gap is still there between outstanding and this. Do you think there is any need for this remaining amount to be provided, or we expect to get much more higher than the provision, I mean the gap which we have?
We expect reversal there, actually. But there is one avenue of parking the amounts we are parking.
Sir, similarly on the implementation resolution plan of 10 accounts, there also I think between exposure and outstanding about 450 crore. This outstanding is now 4349. So there, how much are we provided for?
This is you are talking about RBI list one.
That is 100%, I believe. Isn't it?
It is 100%. The remaining amount is only our FITL.
1 and 2 were 100%. Yeah.
Yes. So it is 100%.
All right, sir. So one last this thing. On again, I'm sorry for repetition. Sir, this our bank has, you know, it's a pan-India bank and a bank which has which is a household name, you know, Central Bank of India. Looking at our base, you know, overall business base, it is comparatively still smaller than many of the peer public sector banks. So there is a loud thinking that why can't we also think beyond the boundaries of just this 14-15%, or can we not do something like Bank of Maharashtra, which has gone to 29% and now also they're projecting about 22.5-23%, and because of that all the other numbers have become very, very attractive. I'm not exactly comparing the bank to bank, but is there any thought that we can go a little beyond this normal range?
Let me tell you, whatever the perceptions we have, comparison must be a comparable ones. But having said this, let me tell you, my customer base is 8.1 crore. Active customer base is 5.89 crore. And to leverage my customer base for the higher business, what I require at this moment is the transformation on the technology front. Because of legacy issues, we could not embark on the transformational journey, but for the past 1.5 years, lot of work we are doing, and probably that's what I am sharing with you. From third quarter onwards, our technology initiatives will start yielding the results. Once I am strong on the technology, then I will go and connect with my own customers and bring back the businesses what we lost earlier. So we are not focusing on the end numbers. We are only focusing more on the efforts what we are going to do with the leveraged technology what we have already started. So this is the nutshell what I am saying as a crux. But
definitely, sir, you have done wonders, sir. In last two years, you have really done all the fronts, and even on the technology, when you are creating a bank within the bank and the kind of infrastructure which you are building, definitely will bring great results. And we have full faith in the bank. I am just saying that yes, we can leverage on this entire big customer base.
Correct. Well taken.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1.
I think we have come to an end there.
Yes, management members, there are no further questions. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
Yeah, as far as the closing remarks, all the roadmap what we have given, the way we have delivered our commitments for the previous year, this year also, whatever the guidance we have given, we will continue to deliver. And going forward, definitely you will see this bank as a force in the industry. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.